Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitzach of Gimla Min Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Chavbezim Abayz, three lines in the bottom, by the words Yibayilahu. So says the Gemara, Yibayilahu, Mahu La'ashin, is a person allowed to smoke, to smoke up his fruits on Yom Tov? The way you did, what it means is, the Meiri explains, is that you put these spices over coals, smoke goes up, and you have some fruit on top of a net, on top of the coals, and the smoke with the fragrant spices then goes up into the fruit, and it makes the fruits have a nice smell. Are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov? Is it considered Chav L'chol Nefesh, or perhaps other problems? We'll see. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yerbi Bar Abba Amar Rav Aser, Ushmul Amar Mutter. So it's a machlekes. Rav Huna amar aser. Says the Gemara that Rav Huna held was aser, and Rav Huna explained b'mnei mechabe that the reason why it's aser is because there's malach involved when you put the spices over the coals. It makes the fire go out a little bit. So that's a malach of mechabe, and clearly Rav Huna does not consider this to be ahana that shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore he held it's aser. Amalir Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, "V'neim amar Rav Neshim Avir. Why are you focusing on the kivoy that when you put the spices over the coals it puts out the fire? What about the fact that you're burning up the spices? So it's mavir." So Amar Leis, Rav Huna responded, "Tchilas emichabe v'seifei mavir." In the Chanami, in the end, it's also mavir. The reason why I focused on the kivoy is because the first malacha that happens is kivoy. As soon as you put the spices over the coals, there's a shtickle kivoy. So that's why I mentioned the kivoy. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Agabe Gachela Saser. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina Chanami, to put the spices and to smoke the fruit on top of coals, that's going to be Aser because of this kivoy in Mavir. However, Agabe Cheres Mutter, but to put it on pottery, on a hot piece of pottery, is going to be Mutter. There's no Mechabe because there's no actual fire, it's just a hot piece of pottery. And Rashi says, there's no Mavir because it's Kala Achar Yad. It's not the normal way to burn up spices without using fire, just to put it over a hot piece of cheres, and therefore the Rabbanim were mekel. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Al gabi cheres nami aser, that no, even on top of earthenware it's going to be aser, mishum dekam meilid recha. It's an isidur abundant of meilid recha, because it's similar to a malacha. You're infusing the cheres with a new smell, so that's going to be a problem even by cheres. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tervayu Schufi Kasa Shirai B'yoy Matava Aser. Says the Gemara that Rabbi and Rav Yosef both said that to pour over a cup of besamim on top of a dress on Yom Tov, that's going to be Aser. Also, my time of Mishum Deka Mailid Recha. Again, for the same reason, because you're being Mailid Recha into the dress. Why is this any different than rubbing besamim or breaking the branch, which causes the smell to really come out, and like that you're being mailed a reyach? Why is that mutter? Says the Gemara, Hasam recha mia isa. There already is a smell. Vaisifu hu deka maisif recha. You're just doing that to add to the smell. It makes the smell come out even stronger. But hacha over here in this case of the dress, so eludehu de kamaylid recha, you're actually producing a new smell into the dress, and that's why that's going to be a problem. Rava says, and no, agabi gachelas nami mutter, that even on top of coals it's mutter to burn the besamim and to smoke the fruit. Midi dahava bisra gumri. It's like when you put meat on top of coals, that also puts out the fire, and yet still it's mutter because it's eichel nefesh. So too this is eichel nefesh, and it's even considered shava l'chol nefesh. Says the Gemara now, Darish Rav Gavia mi Beikasel apischa de Beiresh Kalusa. The Rav Gavia mi Beikasel, he darshin by the Pesach of the Beiresh Kalusa, of the house of the Resh Kalusa, that Keturah Shari, and he didn't explain what he meant when he said Keturah is mutter. So now Keturah could be a lashon of like tying a knot. Keturah could also be a lashon of smoke. So Amar Le Amemar said to those, I guess, present, my Keturah, what did he mean when Rav Gavia said Keturah is mutter? E Keturah biyadeh, if he means like with your hand, when you like tailor, lashon of tying, so then ma'is umanu, that's a regular malacha, why is that mutter? V'ila ashen, and if it's to smoke the fruit, to put the smell into the fruit, so then that's aser, to come mechabe. because you're extinguishing the fire when you put the spices on top of the coals. It's talking about smoking, and you're saying it's a problem of kivoy. It's not, because it's a tzarech ha'echol nefesh. It's like putting meat on top of coals. You could the Amri, some have a different version, that Amrli Amemar. Amemar said, my keturah, again, what did Rav Gavia mean when he said keturah is mutter? Ikatur biyadeh, if he meant with your hand, tying, tailoring, semais umanu. That's a regular malacha. Why would that be mutter? And ila ashen aser. Why? To come meilid reicha. So before we had to come mechabe, here he's saying that should be aser because you're being meilid a reach into the fruit, I guess. Amar Rav Ashi, ana amrisa nihilei umishmei de rava amrisa nihilei la'ilam la'ashein umidi dahava abisra gumre. That really it's talking about smoking and putting the smell into the fruit, and there's no problem of any sort of malacha, because it's just like when you put meat on top of coals, where it, in a chanami there's this effect that it puts the smell into the coals. I guess before also it's putting the smell into the coals. Here there's no problem of meilid reicha because it's l'tzarech l'chol nefesh, and it is considered shavu l'chol nefesh, and that's why Rav Gavia was matir to smoke the fruit. Va'isin gedima kulas. Now in the Mishnah we had three kulas that Rav Gamliel had over the Chachamim. The third and final kula was that he held you can make a gedima kulas on Leil Pesach. You roast a goat, and you take the insides of the goat, and you roast it right next to the goat. So that's the way the Karban Pesach was roasted. And Rav Gamliel held that it's mutter to roast the goat like that, and maybe even suggested, on Leil Pesach as like a zecher lemikdash. So says the Gemara Tani we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Yaisi said over that Toides Yisraimi Hinniges Bnei Raimi Lachol Gedima Kulas B'Leilei Pesachim. Now Toides Yisraimi was manning the Bnei Rome to specifically eat this Gedima Kulas on Leil Pesach. It was a Zeichel HaMikdash. Shalchulei, the Chachamim sent to Toides that Omali Toides Ato Gezranu Alecha Nidoi would have put you into Chayrim for allowing this. Shata Machilos Bnei Yisrael Kachim Bachotz, because you're feeding Kachim to Klal Yisrael outside the Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Kachim Sakadaitach. He's feeding them Kachim. He told them to actually make it into a Karban Pesach. Ela'ema Ke'en Kachim. It's like Kachim because it has the appearance that he's making an actual Karban Pesach. So it looks really bad, and therefore they held that this is not something that you should do. Afalpikin Rav Gamliel was Mako like Titus. Says the next Mishnah now, Shleisha Devarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir v'Chachamim Meisran. There are three things that also Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was makel about, and the Chachamim held that they were asr. Number one is Paraso Yaitza Beretzua Shevin Karnah. He allowed his cow, to go out on Shabbos, even though a cow is not allowed to carry on Shabbos. An animal, a person's animal, a Yid's animal, is not allowed to carry on Shabbos. He allowed his cow to go out with a Retzua, with some sort of decorative strip between its horns on Shabbos. He held that being that it was decorative, so it's considered like a tachshid, it's like clothing even, and it's not a problem, it's not considered carrying. Number two is Mekardin Es HaBehema B'Yamtiv. He held that you were allowed to comb the hair of the Behema on Yamtiv, which we'll see in the Gemara what exactly that means and why it's not any malacha of making a chabura, of potentially causing the Behema to bleed. V'sheicha Kines HaPilplin V'Rechayim Shalahen. And he also, the third and final kula Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had, is that you could grind peppercorns in their Rechayim, and being that it's Eichel Nefesh, or Teichin is Mutter, the Chachamim held it's Aser because they held that it's Ovdin Dechol, to do it in its regular Rechayim, it's Ovdin Dechol, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Mekel. Now back to this case of combing the Behema's hair, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, a Mekardin as a Behema B'Yamtiv, but Bnei Sha'is a Chabura. Now no, you're not allowed to be Mekardin, like the Chachamim, because that makes a Chabura, causes the Behema to bleed. Aval Mekartzefen, but you could be Mekartzefen. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Kula. You could be Mekartzefen, which we'll see in the Gemara what that means. V'Chachamim Aimer, a Mekardin, afal Mekartzefen. No, you can't do either. You can't be Mekardin, you can't be Mekartzefen. And again, we'll see in the Gemara what that means and what the Machlaikas is. First, as the Gemara, the first kula that we mentioned is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's par, his cow would go out on Shabbos with the retzua between its horns. So that's mashma, he only had one cow. Ask the Gemara, Lameimad Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, chada para haviole. He only had one cow. Va'amarav, va'amilam Rav Yehuda amarav, that tleis alfe igle have a maser, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, me'edre kol shasa v'shasa. As meiser, he would take off 13,000 calves every year. That means he had 130,000 new cows every year. So he clearly had more than one cow. So says the Gemara, Tana leishalo haisa, ela shel shchinaso haisa. When the Mishnah says that his cow went out with this ritzua, it wasn't his cow, it was his neighbor's cow. But because he didn't protest her cow, his neighbor's cow, from going out with this ritzua, so it's considered like it was his cow. Now, he allowed it because he held it was mutter. But even though it wasn't his cow, we call it his cow since he didn't say something about it.